Class 2, English Literature, Chapter 8, For Our Own Good. Hello children. There was a minister in the kingdom of a king who ruled the kingdom of Gajapuram. This minister had just one answer for everything, good or bad, that took place. He would always say, "Everything is for our own good." Everyone would laugh at him, and the king would often get irritated with him. One day, the king cut his middle finger, which bled terribly. When the king showed the minister his finger, the minister replied, in his favorite sentence, "Everything is for our own good." The king was so angry that he threw the minister into prison. The minister again said that it was for his own good that he was being thrown in prison. A few days passed and the king went hunting, where he came face to face with a lion. He was sure that now he would be killed. The lion would eat him up. So he lay still and he just watched the lion in silence. To his surprise, the lion smelt him from head to toe and then turned around and left. The king was relieved. He returned to his kingdom, but he was a bit confused as to why the lion did not eat him up. So he asked all his ministers that what was the reason that the lion did not eat him. The ministers replied that lions never eat or touch men who are either injured or lame. The king at once looked at his middle finger and thought of the minister whom he had thrown into jail. He got up and rushed to the prison and freed the minister. Then he asked his minister to forgive him and asked him that what good did it do to him to be in prison. The minister replied that he loved the king and would have definitely gone hunting with him and would be killed by the lion. As he was not injured, the king was impressed with the minister's wisdom. He hugged him and said, "I bow to your wisdom." Thank you, children. I hope you enjoy.